Lord speaking to my heart about hearing the voice of the Lord. And there's so many voices out there right now. And we need to hone in to the voice of the Lord. And remember that Satan quoted the word. He just took it out of context. He twisted it. And there's many that are out there that are twisting the word. Amen? And when you twist the word, it doesn't have any effect. Because God purposed in his heart, when he spoke it, he meant it. Amen? And it's just, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. So when he spoke it, it's still traveling through time, and it's going to land in our ears tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse number, I'll begin to read with verse number 1. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Look, the one next to you said, he knows your name. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The first thing I want to look at tonight is the hearing. The hearing. When the word comes through for reproof and correction, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So when we're looking at this, the reproof, Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 29. He says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Before honor is humility. And then we have to humble ourselves and submit ourselves to the word of God. You know, I've said it many times, and it's probably one of my favorite scriptures from Solomon. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. The devil can't steal from you what you understand. Amen? He can only steal from you what you're confused about. And that's why the adversary, even in this nation, even in this world right now, there's massive confusion. Every place you turn, there's confusion. Everywhere you look, there's confusion. And where there's confusion, there's every evil work. Amen. So the Lord wants us to know. He wants us to hear his voice clearly. And sometimes in his reproof, when he comes, it's just a gentle correction. You know, God is never harsh with me. When I'm going to doing something wrong, he comes to me in love, and he poses the question before me, and he lets me answer it myself. He doesn't give me the answer, but I know what the answer is. And when I'm in the wrong, amen, he just gently asks me a question in love, and he's like, oops. Uh-oh. Come on. Come on. Many times what happens is we try to justify ourselves when we're wrong. And what we do is we make it greater than it was. Amen? How many know that everybody in the room is going to mess up? God says when you mess up, just fess up. Amen? So when we're hearing the voice of the Lord, his voice comes sometimes in reproof. Sometimes it comes for us to respect. In Luke chapter 8, Luke chapter 8, Jesus, the parable of the seed and the sow, the ground. He says in verse 15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring it forth fruit with patience. Patience is a virtue. Amen. How many know that in the time in the world that we're in right now, God is the trial of our faith worketh patience. Patience gives us experience. Experience gives us hope. And hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which has been given unto us. So what the Lord is saying is when the reproof comes, respect him. Because it's for your benefit, for my benefit. Amen? Amen? My dad used to use the rod of correction. Hello? Amen. Sometimes I felt sorry for my daddy. My daddy worked all day and came home. When he got home, he had to spank the kids. Mama's famous statement is, wait till your father gets home. All right? Amen. So with this, it calls for a reaction. The reaction. And James chapter 1. Verse number 19. The word of God says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. The hear do. Not only to hear the word, but to do it. So when we're looking at the hearing of the word, that we're hearing the word, you know, Jesus said in Revelations 3:20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. And Jesus and God desires fellowship with you and I.
Yes, he does.
Amen. That we're in union, and not only union with the Father and us, but union with one another. Amen. He supernaturally, by the Spirit, connects us to one another. And we have value and we need one another. Because God never gave everybody everything, but he gave everybody something. And that something, somebody else needs what you have. Amen. And you have value and you have worth. You know why I'm going here? I'm going to go here because the Holy Spirit's saying doing it. You know, in this world we're living in right now, everybody, the world is trying to steal all value and worth and talk trash to you for being a child of God. And God wants you to understand that you're his child and the favor of God's upon your life. He has called you from the mother's womb. He has not changed his mind concerning you. And that thing that he began in you, he's going to see it through. God never starts something he doesn't finish. Amen. And he has a plan and a purpose for your life, and nothing's going to change that purpose. So what you have to do is you have to get a hold of what God says about you, not what the world says about you, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So I'm going to believe God in his word, and I'm going to see it manifest and be fulfilled, everything he said he was going to do. There was a prophecy that was spoken over your life when you were young. And you haven't seen it yet. It hasn't come to fruition. But God says he's going to breathe on it, and it's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to come. I said it, says the Lord, and I will do it. I do everything that I say I will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what that is? That's free, because that's the Holy Spirit. What do we do? What did we just do? We asked the Holy Spirit to come. And now the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, because God has a plan and a purpose in your life. He says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good, not for evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Give him a shout. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said he'll do it, right? Secondly, the hearkening. When we hear the word, we have to hearken to it. So this calls for us to decide. And Psalms 25. I'm going to start this like this. I don't know if I could do what God wants to do by doing this study like this. I've tried because some people like notes and things, but we'll just see what the Lord wants to do. Okay. Hallelujah. The psalmist says in Psalms 25, verse number 8, he says, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon, for your name's sake, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." Amen. You know, the word of God tells you and I, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And God isn't winking at iniquity. God is not winking at sin. He has grace. He has mercy. Amen. But God wants us to be transformed into the image of his Son. He said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." Amen. We're being conformed into the image of Christ. And you know what? If I'm being conformed into the image of Christ, when I read the word of God, it says he knew no sin or did not sin. Man, I have a mistake there. I haven't became there yet. Have you? Amen, amen, amen. That's because we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And he's transforming us by his word. Amen. I don't know about you, but as his word goes forth, all of a sudden there's something that's changed in our hearts and our lives. You know, after hearing this word tonight, your life will never be the same. But you haven't got there yet. There's more to come. Hallelujah. We're all on a journey. Hallelujah. I thank God that we're in the journey together. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says that to direct us in Psalm 73. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Psalm 73, verse number 23. The psalmist says this, he says, "Nevertheless, I'm continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee." Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So this calls for us to determine. I love the way the prophet says it in Isaiah chapter 30. Verse number 20. "And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." Amen. It's that still small voice that guides and directs us. So we find that to hear, to hearken, to receive the help, the helping of the Spirit of God. And John chapter 16, Jesus said this. He said, "How be it, When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew you things to come. Man, I'm getting the pictures, and some pictures are coming in. There's some things that are coming, and it's really glorious. And there's some awesome things that are about ready to take place. Amen. And a lot of things that the Lord is showing and revealing, there's a time and a season for all in all, and you can't get ahead of them. But he lets you see some things so you get excited about it. And I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm telling you, man, I'm really excited. Because I know God's getting ready to do something supernatural that's never been witnessed in this world before, since the very beginning, since creation. It's never happened, and it's getting ready to burst forth. Amen. I mean, there's a shaking of the nations that is coming. Hallelujah. Now people are going to be running to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to overcome every wicked weapon the enemy has tried to form. Amen. We're going to say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up we shall condemn. We're not condemning the speaker. We're condemning the word. We're not believing that word. If it isn't what God says, it's not for us. Amen. In other words, if you hear something, the first thing you ought to say is, Lord, is that you speaking? And it says, my sheep shall know my voice. And if it's not him speaking, don't receive it. It doesn't belong to you. And if it doesn't belong to you, don't speak it to someone else, because it doesn't belong to them either. Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have the steps. John chapter 8. Hey, you know something? It's kind of interesting. The Lord constantly shows me. He isn't rewriting the word. He already wrote the word from Genesis to Revelations, and he said yes and amen. But what he's doing is he's uncovering, he's revealing things that have been hidden. And some of the things that have been hidden that he begins to reveal, it's like it, you just say, well, how in the world did I not see that? Because the Holy Spirit didn't allow you to see it, for it was for a time. Amen? Amen? It was for a time. And he says in John chapter 8, verse number 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. Amen. The prophet Isaiah would say, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, the gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Amen. Amen. When you walk into a room with the presence of God and the fullness of God, the whole atmosphere changes wherever you go. Amen. You have dominion and power to take the areas that you step to. We're going to take back some things that belong to the kingdom of God. We have to walk with authority and power, because we hear the voice of the Lord, and God said it, and we believe it, and we're going to act on it. Come on. Come on. Can we get a little excited about the Lord? I wonder how Washington is so, if they're excited about a commander team. Guess what? We serve the commander-in-chief. Yeah. Amen. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So the service in 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse number 21. The Apostle Peter says this. He says, For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins and his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For ye were, past tense, as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. So he's saying that as he's giving his word, we're going to hear it, we're going to hearken to it, and he's going to give us the help we need. He's going to give you the help you need. He's going to give you the help you need. He's going to give you the help you need. There comes a time when you hear the word of God and God says he's going to give you what you need. It's time to go ahead and rejoice and give him praise and glory. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Are we believing God and his word? So give him praise and glory for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this comes to the honoring of him. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The apostle reminds the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 4, that every one of you should know how to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. And what the Lord is speaking to my heart about, church, is this. We're not to act like this world. We're in this world. We're not of this world. We're heavenites. We're ambassadors from heaven. We're representing heaven here on earth. Amen. So if we're representing heaven here on earth, we don't react like this world reacts. Amen. If somebody hurts your feelings, forgive them and move on. If somebody says something you don't like, love them anyway. If somebody does you wrong, go ahead and forgive them and let it go. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God forgave me all my sins. He removed me as far as the east is the west, from the west, never be remembered again. And if God isn't remembering the offenses that I committed, stop remembering the offenses that people have committed against you. Forgive them and release it. Forgive them and release it. And then all of a sudden the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You'll never have the full peace of God until you let some things go. God says he wants us to let some things go. We're trying to carry things into the kingdom that don't belong into the kingdom, and we're trying to bring them with us. We're carrying all this luggage, and God is saying, leave your luggage behind. I just want you. I just want your heart. I just want all of you. I have called you. I've called you. I didn't call what you have. I called you, and I called you by name. Amen. I called you by name, and I placed my hand upon your life. Amen. And it will accomplish and do everything that I told you it would do. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just all stand and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven if you want to? If you don't, don't. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your love, your mercy, your grace. Father, we're thankful, Father God, as your word declared to us tonight that your sheep know your voice. And as your voice always aligns with your word, Father God, and as your word goes forth, it accomplishes what you sent it to do. You told us tonight to hear you, Lord, to hearken to your word, that you would help us when we honor you. So, Father God, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room. I thank you for the call of God that's upon each and every one of them, Father God. I pray, Father God, that the Spirit of God stirs within them, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, put your hand on your belly. Say, Holy Ghost, stir me up. Holy Spirit, stir me up. May I answer and do what you called me to do. Hallelujah, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in my heart. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my home. Have your way in my family, Father God. May the things we do and the actions we take bring glory, honor, and praise to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, we're grateful, Father God. We're grateful for this season, Father God, because we have the answer for every problem, for every circumstance, every situation that the world is facing, and the answer is Jesus. 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 He's the answer to every problem. So, Lord, be glorified and magnified through your people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We didn't really get to hear the voice yet, but we'll get into it.